Well, we've more Czech dance rhythms after the interval with Smetana's overture to The Bartered Bride and Dvořák's Seventh Symphony. But first, it's one of the central works of the violin repertoire, Mendelssohn's Concerto in E minor. Mendelssohn first mentioned writing a concerto for his old friend Ferdinand David, the leader of the Leipzig Gewandhaus Orchestra, in 1838. "I'd like to write a violin concerto for you next winter. One in E minor sticks in my head, the beginning of which will not leave me in peace," he wrote. Well, for the next 6 years, he kept returning to drafts to perfect each passage, determined to write a concerto that was more than simply a vehicle for a virtuoso player. The three movements are linked with transitional passages, flowing seamlessly from what's gone before, from the sweetest of soaring melodies to the fizzing finale. Well, our soloist tonight is the Dutch violinist, Simone Lamsma.
There is just this infectious joy in the music. And I think that's also, you know, what audiences feel. You know, it's so charming and it's so fresh and just the beauty in the melodies and the energy. And it's just, I think, a combination of all of those things that just make it very special.
Because it's so popular with audiences, are you asked to play it very often?
I play a huge range of repertoire, so it's something that I also like to keep fresh and not over perform it. So it's something, of course, that is in my repertoire and that I love doing, but it's not something I do more than other things, I wouldn't say. Yeah.
Tell me about the instrument that you play.
I'm very fortunate to play a beautiful Stradivarius. It's from 1718, and it was played by Mlinarski, who was a Polish composer and violinist in the late 19th century. So it's the violin is named after him, and it's an instrument of great character.
Simone Lamsma, and violin in hand, here she comes now to join the BBC National Orchestra of Wales with conductor Otto Tausk in Mendelssohn's Violin Concerto.